Good morning. Thanks for being here this morning. I actually need a helper. Is there anybody willing to be my helper? You are. Awesome. I need you to stand up if you will. So I brought with me this morning a lot of my favorite things. Are you ready to be introduced to my favorite things? First of all, this is Chris. Chris came with all the way to Honolulu from Boston and went from Iron Mountain, Michigan out to Boston. Chris is my very first doll. He is a Cabbage Patch doll. Do you guys have Cabbage Patch dolls? No. My mother waited in line for hours to get this Cabbage Patch doll for me. Chris is one of my favorite things. Would you hold Chris for me? Thank you. Another one of my favorite things didn't actually come with me this morning, but this is one of the symbols of her. Anybody have any idea?
Dog walker.
Yeah, well, it's not a dog walker, but this is my leash for Molly. Molly is one of my favorite things, a big black lab. Would you hold that leash for Molly? You can put it around your wrist if you want. Ready? Another one of my favorite things is this hat. It lets my head breathe, and I'm still shaded by the sun, and it has a picture of the Thomas E. Lannan, which is a schooner just north of Boston. Also one of my favorite things, a big, beautiful ship on the water. It's probably too big for you. Okay. Then another one of my favorite things, my camera. Who likes taking pictures? I love taking pictures. You are such a good helper. Thank you for holding all my favorite things this morning. And another one of my favorite things since moving to Honolulu. Yeah, it rains a lot here, doesn't it? You want to help him out? Okay. Okay, good. Another one of my favorite things that maybe you can hold for... You don't want to wear the scarf, right? Another one of my favorite things are my scarves. I don't wear them much since I've moved to Honolulu because it's kind of warm, but that is another one of my favorite things. Another one of my favorite things is this bag. It's really small, but it's one of my favorite things because I bought it in one of my favorite cities. It's from Prague in the Czech Republic in Europe. Another one of my favorite things, you are so good. Another one of my favorite things is this. Can you see what this is? Who is that?
You.
Me, in my wedding dress. This is my photo album from our wedding, and it has some of my favorite people in it, and one of my favorite events. You are so good. Another one of my favorite things, music, CDs, right? Who likes music and singing? Me too. Here you go. Got it? Another one of my favorite things is this. Any idea what this is? A book. I'm trying to find a good picture in here, but I can't find it. I'm in this book as a high school student. This is my senior high yearbook. Yes. And in fact, I think... I'm in the picture back here somewhere, yes. Can you take that one too, or you want to help him out? Okay. Another one of my favorite things is actually this backpack, surprisingly enough. I bought this backpack. Here, come here. You can do it. I know you can. Here, I'll take the book. You take the backpack. Hold on to that too. Good job. You are so good. Oh, he's putting the backpack on both. Okay, good job. He knows how to do it right. Got this one too? Awesome. Another one of my favorite things is what I do for a living. And I'll give you my collar because, you know, that's what I do. Put that under there. And then there's other things that are really important to me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can you take these too? You even have helpers and you have so much stuff. But can you take Jesus too? And maybe the Bible too? Or is it just too much? He's dropping stuff, everybody. Too much, see? Too much. You are such a good sport. I'll let you put it down now. So I gave you a bunch of stuff, right? Jesus talked about stuff today. Some of our favorite things. And he said, give away all of your stuff to make room for me. This morning when you're holding all of this stuff, and that's a heavy book because it's a lot of pictures. All kinds of stuff. Sometimes our stuff gets in the way of Jesus. And if you wanted to hold Jesus, right? If you wanted to hold Jesus and to have the Bible in your arms, you had too much stuff. Sometimes we need to get rid of some of our belongings in order to find room for God. So this day, when you go home and you look at all of the stuff that you have, think about how it may or may not be in the way. Does it become so important that that's what's more important to us than God? Sometimes it might be. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that you bless us abundantly with all of our things. We pray that they may not get in the way between us and you. We thank you that you call us to give all of ourselves to you. We praise you and give you thanks in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Thanks for coming up.